Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So far we have discussed chapter 11, as we always try to remind ourselves, this chapter is all about cosmic form of the Lord. Cosmic form of the Lord means cosmic form of my own self. The self which I know since I became aware of myself as this me, when that paradigm shifts and I see that as all-pervading self, that's the paradigm shift happened for Arjuna by Krishna's grace. We learn all this through the scriptures and religions and philosophy, that there is a unity in this diversity but very hard to comprehend, and therefore we crave to have that experience of that unity. And Arjuna vocalizes our urge to see that unity to Krishna and said, I understand all that, but I want to experience it. I want to see that form of yours, O Supreme Lord, that I can understand all of that. And Bhagavan said, I'll show you. You won't be able to see it through your normal perception. The normal perception we have is I and the world exist, and therefore there is a duality. There is a constant struggle between I and the world, where I define myself as me and the world, everything else is the world. And then this world we divide into two, the world which I like and world which we don't like. So whole our life pursuit is to align with the world which I like and avoid the world which I don't like. Vedanta says, all our life the pursuit is to avoid which is unpleasant and to gain what is pleasant. And this pursuit creates the friction, and that creates more unhappiness, more dissatisfaction, because almost everyone around me is trying to do the same thing, and then we are in competition. To get out of that race, if I can get that vision of oneness, then I can have that everlasting peace that I'm seeking. So Bhagavan showed this roop to Arjuna, and Arjuna sees this world without any space and time. The dividing factor between I and the world is the space and time, and once that is taken off, I see this world as one entity, ever strung into each other by a common thread. But this is an overwhelming picture for Arjuna too. So he said, I'm delighted to see this, but at the same time, I am completely overwhelmed and I'm fearful. So, Lord, show me your form, which is much gentler and which I am most comfortable with, which is that of Vishnu. We want to see Bhagavan in a form which is most comfortable to us, as we discussed last time. So he says, show me with your form, with the kiritanam, gadinam, chakrinam, hastam, with the crown and mace and chakra, which I'm so familiar with. Right from my childhood, I've seen Vishnu's pictures. And anytime somebody says, have you seen cosmic form? All of us say, oh yes, yeah. I've seen Bhagavad Gita pictures. And you know Shiva, sure, because we have seen all the paintings of Shiva. So we have a familiarity. We have formed an image of God in our head, and any image other than that we are not comfortable with. The whole understanding that this Almighty is nothing but the source of all these beings and the release of all these beings is not really a comforting thought as the Lord. Therefore, very conveniently we divide the world which is good. Everything good happening is divine, everything bad happening is evil. Tsunami is evil. Earthquake is evil. But in reality, it's all part of the whole phenomena called this world. There's nothing evil or good about it. Arjuna asked for that, and then Bhagavan said in his response, Maya prasannena tava Arjuna idam rupam param darsitam atma yoga. In last verse which you have seen, 47, he said, I showed you the supreme form of mine graciously by me because you are my devoted student, a friend and a devotee. Atma yoga, with my yoga, with my power of changing your perception, I have showed you my roop. Not that that roop was never unavailable. It was always available to those who can see it. Radio waves are always here for those who can tune into it. It does not mean that we are not tuning into it. It is not there. Form was always there. Arjuna did not have capacity to see it. But say, my yoga gave you that perception, which was tejomayam visvam anantam yadyam yanme tvad anyenena drishtapurvam. The splendid and all-encompassing visvam, all-pervading, infinite form which you have seen and not seen by other before. Then there are somebody who says, that's not true. Krishna already showed it to Yashoda. Well, this is not an argument about the Puranas saying who saw it first. It's the argument about no one in this state of mind, state of evolution, state of understanding, have seen this thing. If I can say, well, I actually saw it while driving down to my work yesterday. Well, that's not true. Not going to happen. Because then I won't be able to drive because I will miss that whole perception, the road in my car and me. I can't have these two together. Perception of me and this world. And the me and the world is one and the same, all at the same time. So therefore, I say, nobody has seen it before you. You remaining you, Arjuna, has seen this form. And then, why this is not seen by others? Because others are trying to see this by the means which they find it most convenient and appropriate to them. We are also trying to find that source of happiness which has infinite power to make us happy. So we try our own way. We say we will have the best education. We want our children to be the happiest in this world. What are we going to do? We'll make sure they go to the best schools. We'll make sure they have the best health care. We'll make sure they will have the best this. But do they really turn out to be the best as we see it? Probably not, because what they are looking for, or let's put it this way, we think we have done the best for them to make them happy. Do they make them happy? No. In fact, half the time what we have done to make them happy make them most unhappy. But because that's the only means which we know to transfer happiness to someone else. Na veda, yagna, adhyayan, na dhanena, cha kriya bihi, na tapo bihi, ugraihi. Others are trying, not others, all others are trying in this world by the veda dhyana, by learning Vedas. We want to learn. When I was a teenager, and I see people talking about Bhagavad Gita, and I used to say, I understand nothing, but someday I really want to know what they're talking about. So we want to get the knowledge which we think the others have. So we learn Veda. Yajna, all the things which we think is good. Dhanena, we're doing dana. I remember in my childhood, when Surat, when there is an eclipse, everybody comes out in a street and then the beggars come and they know that now there's a big business time because people are doing dana at that time. Because if you do that, it's going to multiply so many times. You know. So dana, we obviously value the importance of charity. So we have this notion that doing dana, I'm going to get the merits and that merit will earn me to see that source of infinite happiness, the Lord. Veda, yagna, dhyana, dana, kriyabhi. Kriyabhi, actions actually. Now, actions, obviously, they translate as rituals, you know. Because religious actions in traditional sense is ritual, that I have to do this archana, or I have to do this puja, because that gives me merits. Or do austerities, upvas. This many Guruvar, Sukravar, you know, Sanivar will do this, this many. You know. All this we are doing it to ultimately find what that source of happiness, which is infinite. I want that unconditioned happiness, unending happiness. And I want to do that by gaining this. Bhagavan very clearly say, na veda, na dhanaha, na kriyabhi, na tapobhi. It is not possible. It's not that Bhagavan is condemning this. Not anything. Somewhat in a putting it down tone, I said this. That's not the intention. Intention is, those are the means to prepare your mind and intellect to a level where he will shine through. We have discussed that a seeker's job is only to do the antahkarana shuddhi, as per our Vedanta. Our job is simply to make our antahkarana, internal instrument, which is mind and intellect, to clean it up, make it ready for his reflection into it. Because right now it is so clouded with all the layers over the layers of our vasanas on it, that the reflection is not clear. We have seen in Vedanta three types of impurities can be. The one is more like a smoke in front of a mirror. While you can't see a reflection, there is smoke in front of the mirror. Well, it is very easy to dispel the smoke. Well, then other is like the dust layer on that. And third, we say, just as in the womb, the fetus is enveloped into the matter, which is even more difficult. She says, all our job is this mind with these impurities, we need to just clean up the impure, antahkarana shuddhi. All this we have discussed is actually just for the antahkarana shuddhi. Veda, you know, Veda, dhyana, yagna, tapa, dana, kriya, any action, all that is to antahkarana shuddhi. If you are doing it for antahkarana shuddhi, it will gain its results. We do it as the end. This is all I have to do and I'm done with it. And therefore he says, you are not getting it. So Bhagavan said, evam rupya sakya aham nu loke. This form of mind not possible by this in this world of man. That means our world. Drastum tvat anyena kuru pravera. Arjuna is kuru pravera, or the best among the kuru. It is not possible in this world other than you to see this by only doing this. Because these are the means and not the end, which we normally confuse this as an end. Next verse we just seen is say, mate vyathama. But he, obviously now this is a verse which shows what state Arjuna was in. Mate vyathama cha vimud bhavaha. But don't be disturbed and don't be fearful. I can see clearly on your face that you are disturbed, overwhelmed, and fearful by looking at this terrible form of mind. Drishtva rupam ghoram idruk mama idam. Having seen such a terrible form of mind. See, again, there's somewhere that translates a terrific form of mind. But it's a gauram. It's a terrible. See, something, whether it is terrible or is terrific, is who decides that? The observer. From our point of view, something may be terrible. From some other perspective, it is terrific. When somebody is taking those pictures of tsunamis from a distance, from some satellite, and then we are seeing those such a terrific form of tsunami. But guy at that, whatever the beach where the tsunami is coming in Japan or wherever that is, it's a terrible form of tsunami. So he said, having seen this terrible form of mind, because you seeing it as a jiva, as a limited being trying to comprehend this overwhelming nature of the self, it's a terrible form. Vyapeta bihi pritamanaha. With your fear dispelled, get your fear out, and pritamana, have a loving nature again. Punastvam tadeva me rupam idam prapashya. And now see this roop which will get your fear off and a loving form. And now comes a little bit of a controversy. What form Bhagavan showed it to Arjuna when he came back from his Virat Swarupa to this? Now obviously he asked for Kiritinam, Gadinam, Chakrinam, Hastam, you know, Vishnu Rupa. Bhagavad Gita really doesn't say that. Some commentaries have said that. Bhagavad Gita simply says he came back to his original song form as Vasudev, Krishna. So, Sanjay Uvacha, only confirmation we have is from a third party confirmation, who is seeing this at the same time Arjuna is saying. So Sanjayva, iti Arjunam Vasudeva tatha uktam, swakam rupam drasaya masa bhuyaha, asvasaya masa cha bhitamenam, bhutva punah somya vapu hu mahatma. Having thus spoken to Arjuna, Sanjay now telling Dhritarashtra that this is what has happened, because Dhritarashtra wants to know what happened. Bhagavan is now back to a normal form, and what's happening? That having spoken to thus to Arjuna, Vasudeva again showed his own form. Vasudeva, and Bhagavan Shankara says, Vasudeva griha jatam rupam, and it's in the footnote Swamiji mentioned. And this is Bhagavan Shankaracharya's commentary on Bhagavad Gita. This is probably the most authoritative, at least from a Advaitwad followers like us. Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Bhagavan showed him the roop in which he was born in Vasudeva. I was like, Vasudeva Sutam Devam. So it's a Krishna's form, the loving form of Krishna. Again, loving is to whom? Who loves him. But that form which Arjuna was the most comfortable with, I say, he came back into the same form as Krishna. Another question is, why didn't Bhagavan showed him that Kiritinam, Gadinam, Chakrinam, Hastarupam? Why did he not come back as Vishnu and say, okay, well, that's what he wanted to see. I had been so nice to you. I had been showing you what had been you asking for, even though I didn't think it was appropriate. One more favor. Let me show you Vishnu Rup. But nowhere it says that Arjuna has seen Vishnu Rup, right? He asked for it. The only thing you can say why Bhagavan cannot show that rup is that that rup is truly not a realistic form. It's an imaginary form, a symbolic form created to explain to people the power of Supreme. But here, this is not a child's play of showing. Here was a real realization by the self of what is the nature of the Supreme. The nature of Supreme is this vast, all-encompassing. And that's the one perception one can have. Only other perception one can have is to come back to this limited perception we have. The way we see this world, through our senses, in its all limitations. So when we see the ocean, and if we have the vision to see the ocean in its all glory, from all the depth and what's happening, then we will win when we see that. But if we are sitting on the beach and only seeing the surf and the waves, then we will only see that as waves. You know? There is no in-between version of it we can see. So here either Arjuna can see him as Krishna, Vasudeva's son and his friend, or he see him as the Lord Almighty. We can also only see us only in two ways. I can also see myself as a limited being who is suffering and going through all these trials and tribulations of life. Or I can see a supreme self which is completely unattached or not taking part on any of these sufferings, but a witness to what's happening to me. There is no third perception of me I can have. So therefore he says, ityarjunam vasudeva tatha said thus to Arjuna, swakam rupam darsayamasa bhuyaha. Bhagavan showed his own form. Regular Vasudeva's son. Asvasayamasa cha bhitamenam bhatva punaha somya vapur mahatma. Assuming his gentle form, consoled him who was terrified. Now that everything is back to normal, console him. Gather your courage and do whatever. Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.